sex isn't something you do. Sex is something you express. Sex is an expression. It's like, and you can do it. You can express it in angry ways, theatrical ways, shy ways, a slow reveal. You can sit in humorous. You can be silly within sex.
Yeah.
You actually... is a physical expression of the manifestation of your creative intellect and your emotional engagement.
Keyword.
So basically, it's like now fucking well what? Like, it's like dancing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, you know, are you a bit bored? Are you expressing a little bit of boredom in your bedroom? Or are you expressing passion? Or are you expressing tentativeness and shyness? So what are you, what messages are you giving in how you touch, how you lick, how you smell, how you explore? What is it? Are you going to be quite poetic or... into oral, like, or are you going to be can't? How are you going to express it? Once you take it out of something you do, and you fucking take your techniques and chuck it in the bin, and then go, ooh, how are you going to express this lick, right?
Yeah.
You get into a state of self-exploration and discovery, and also curiosity. And I think those are the key things to making somebody really feel pleasure in sex. Yeah. Which is kind of cool.
It's fantastic, actually.
Yeah.
And once again, it, coming back to those long-term relationships, it's vital, because if you come into a relationship with a set of techniques and then never vary them, then that's going to get boring very quickly, even if they're awesome.
Well, also, the person probably won't fucking tell you if they like them.
Well, that's true.
So, like, yeah, it's
that's
okay.
True. We're all really bad at that, actually.
Yeah.
We're really bad at going, you know that thing you do?
Yeah,
always.
Yeah, always.
It's rubbish.
Yeah, yeah, it doesn't do it. Was that Sandra's technique?
Oh, she liked that, is she good?
Yeah. I call that cock block. I call that, it's like when you treat your lover's cock like it's your last. Really unfortunate mistake.
Yeah. Okay, last question. Do you see any changes happening? I wonder if in the time that you've been running Coco de Mer, the conversation's changing.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm not quite sure whether that's because society's changing or I've changed. So it's quite difficult to kind of, you know, is anal sex more on the stratosphere because... actually I'm more comfortable with talking about it and I've got products in my shop that have it, or you know, my customers are, you know, I don't think sex changes.
I
think the object around sex changes, which might then curate like a different kind of part of your sexuality, like say the internet or video, you know, things that are much more available. But I think people's, you know, like somebody asked me that, you know, about like, how do you think Coco de Mer would go down in Amsterdam when everybody's so comfortable with sex? And I'm like, they're not comfortable with sex. And they're like, well, yeah, well, we don't find it a social problem. And it was like, well, actually, let's talk about mummy and daddy then, right? Because actually, everybody's got the same insecurities around, you'll find the same neurosis, the same levels of depression, the same kind of neurotic behavior, the same, you know, do you have bulimia in your country? You know, these all affect your sex life and how you express it. So because we think that being verbal about sex doesn't actually mean you're being honest about it. And what people tend to do is set themselves up as liberators, like, I'm so comfortable with about sex, I can talk about it. There's no bearing on your sex life. I'm fucking normal. I have as much sex as everybody else, or maybe averagely. I don't know. I haven't actually done a chart to check.
Well, you should do.
But I know my journey towards sex, and I know what has made me feel better in sex, and that is about being more emotionally honest.
Yeah. Thank you very much. It's been fantastic.
All right.